Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Before his death and resurrection, Jesus made this promise to his followers: I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. This is our text. Today we're back with Jesus and his disciples on the night when he was betrayed. It seems like a strange place to be in the Easter season. We're listening while Jesus says goodbye to his disciples and as he talks about the future. The disciples don't know what lies ahead, but Jesus does. The disciples aren't prepared for what's coming, but Jesus is. Our Lord sees past his crucifixion and burial to his resurrection and ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. He knows what the disciples need. He knows what you need. No matter how different the future may be, the promises of Jesus remain the same. What Jesus has done in his death and resurrection isn't just for a moment. It will last. Though everything else may change, what Jesus has done and what he gives and what he promises will last in eternity. And what did Jesus promise to do? As he was looking ahead on the night of his betrayal, past his death, resurrection, and all the way to his ascension, what did he promise? He said, I'll ask the Father, and he'll give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. The disciples won't be alone. Those who believe in Jesus are never alone. They'll have another helper, Jesus says, another one like Jesus, a comforter, an advocate, the Spirit who comes right alongside them and continues the work of Jesus. And with the promised Spirit, Jesus gives other promises as well. He says the Spirit will cause you to love Jesus. The Spirit will lead you to keep and to treasure and to hold fast everything that Jesus taught. The Spirit, Jesus says, will dwell with you and will be in you. And then Jesus promises even more. He promises to continue his presence with the church. He says, I won't leave you as orphans. I'll be with you. He promises resurrection and eternal life because I live. Looking ahead to his resurrection, you will live also. In this text, our gospel reading, it's like there's one promise after another. One promise after another because Jesus atoned for our sins, because he reconciled us to the Father, because he conquered death and hell for us. Promise upon promise. After his death, from his death, resurrection, and ascension. And just as Jesus placed these promises into the ears of his disciples long ago, so today, now, through this word, he places his promises right into your ears, because these promises are for you. Now, they were given by Jesus on the night when he was betrayed for a time when he would no longer be visibly present with his disciples. You see, Jesus was about to do his Father's will, to lay down his life for the sheep. He was about to depart, to die, to rise, and then to go to the Father in his ascension. And his departure would be difficult for the disciples. And it certainly wasn't what they were expecting or hoping for. After everything they'd seen, after the blind received sight, after the lame walked, after the poor had good news preached to them, after the dead were raised, after all that, Jesus is going away? It might seem like they were being left behind or orphaned. It might look like they were on their own to deal with the troubles of the world, the devil, and their sinful flesh. And there's no doubt their dreams of hope, glory, power, and earthly success are about to be dashed. And they don't know the day or hour when Jesus would come again in glory. Their lives would still end with death. And you can think about what it was like for those disciples in that time that was to come. This wasn't supposed to be how it would go. This isn't what I expected. That's how the world sees Jesus and his disciples. Maybe that's how we see Jesus. Let down by a Jesus who often seems so far away. And this much is true. It is difficult to be a Christian. We don't see Jesus now with our eyes. We do struggle with sin and with doubt and with disappointment. We do suffer from fear and sadness and loneliness. We do experience crosses and trials and, yes, even death. If we didn't have Jesus' word, if we didn't believe his promises, it would make absolutely no sense to be a Christian, to believe in a crucified God. Without his word, without his promises, we would truly be left alone. But we aren't alone. He does come in his word, just as he promised. And he gives life through his word. And where he gives life, he gives comfort and he gives help. It's just as if Jesus said to the disciples, "Because you won't see me, I speak to you all these words. Put my word in the water and in the bread and wine for you. I'm about to depart, but don't be afraid. Believe in me. Trust what I'm telling you. For although you'll find no comfort or help in the world, I won't leave you on your own. Yes, I'm going to the Father for this very reason, to assume my power and my reign and then show them to you. Even though I depart from you physically, I shall send you another comforter, another helper from the Father, and he'll remain with you always. For I know that you can't abide in this world. You can't remain and continue without a comforter." And then it's as if he goes on. He says, "Because I desire to have you love me and keep my commandments, I'm doing this for you." You see, he knows that you cannot love him and you cannot keep his commandments on his own. But you need the Holy Spirit for these things. So Jesus says, "As I've been your helper in my earthly life, so now I'll provide additional help through my death, my resurrection, and my ascension. When I go to conquer sin, death, and the devil, when I go to win for you forgiveness and the gift of new and eternal life, I will also give you the help you need. For I myself will ask the Father to grant you this helper, the Spirit of truth, who will stay with you forever. He is the Lord and giver of life. He will dwell with you and be in you and enable you to keep my commandments, for he will write my word upon your heart." And dear Christian, you have this gift of God. The Spirit came to you in your baptism, and he comes to you still through his word. And the Holy Spirit has joined you to Jesus' death and resurrection, and he has given you new life in Christ. And through the word, he strengthens you for life in this world, for the battle against sin, for those times of fear and sadness, for the trials and difficulties of this world. And yes, the Spirit even prepares you to die. He brings you into the community of the Father and of the Son. He brings you into their eternal life. He proclaims that your sins are forgiven. He proclaims that heaven is yours. And as I said, the Holy Spirit hasn't just come to you once, but he comes again, and he keeps coming to you, and he keeps helping you, and he keeps forgiving you, and he keeps giving you all the gifts that Jesus won. And he keeps you in the faith to eternal life. And where does the Spirit come? But through his word. And so we come to his word. We come to hear what Jesus promised, to be assured that what he said remains true. I won't leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And he does. Right here. Right now. Right through this very word. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Alleluia! He is risen from the dead. And he lives and reigns to all eternity. When Jesus said, I will come to you, he promised that the Holy Spirit would bring him to you in and through his word. Through the scriptures that you hear in the church and that you read and meditate on at home. Through the baptism that brought you new life in Christ. Through the holy absolution that declares your sins forgiven. And through the holy communion that we so long for in these days and that our Lord continues to give. Our Lord ties himself and his life to you in your difficult life in this world. And this is how Jesus comes to you, how his Spirit brings Jesus to you, and through these gifts, how the Father comes to live with you as well. This is the Christian life that you have, dear brothers and sisters, the Christian life that remains yours, even in these times. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit dwelling with you, bringing to you their life, giving to you all the gifts that Christ won and promised, these same eternal gifts in an ever-changing world, these gifts that remain yours now until you see him face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.